Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio. I'm Joanne Barber. I thought you guys would want to know if you've ever thought about ways to make money online, and there are millions of ways to make money online, and they are all legitimate ways. There's some that are not, but they are out there. And tonight our guest is, I want to call her an expert in it because she is amazing at what she does. She was you and me working, and still like you and me, she works 9 to 5 and found ways to make money online, and she is great at it. I've been doing it for years myself, but not in the capacity that she is doing, and I wanted to know more. And she was kind enough to take the time out of her schedule and sit with me and explain it to me. And you guys all know I'm a computer idiot. And for her to take the time and be so kind enough, and I think that you guys really going to benefit. So tonight from my work-life freedom, we've got April Anderson on the line. April, how are you? Thank you so much for joining.
I'm good. Hi, Joanne. So much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Too. I just can't believe how you learned all this on your own, and now you're like a mentor to people, which is fabulous too. I mean, what a total like 180, you know?
That's true, but I feel like once I learned it, not sharing it with other people is just the wrong thing to do. Like,
right.
Someone helped me, and the only thing they asked me to pay was to pay it forward. So that's what I'm doing, and that's really all I can do, because I just want to help people, you know, break from, you know, having to be in the 9-to-5 rat race. I'm trying to do it for myself.
Right, right. That's what I said. You just like it. You learn how to do it, and you're doing fast.
Yes, still working.
There
in
are
progress.
Ways out there to do it. Well, everybody is, you know. I mean, even the people who are doing extremely, extremely well are probably still a progress is what do, you know, in doing well, and you know, a expert in progress, you know. So now tell us, did you start doing this, and how, what turned you, well, by the way, folks, April and I met on TikTok, and I saw her videos, and I was like, she gets it, man, she gets it, I gotta get more information from her. So tell everybody how to get involved, and like, how did you figure it out, and what are the, we got time to get there, but tell us about you, how you stumbled onto this, and how you're helping others.
Not a problem. Well, let me tell you, I don't know how many of us go on TikTok and we watch the crazy dance videos, and I was just doing that and laughing and having a good time, but it was one of those things where something kept popping up in my news feed about making money online. And I started seeing a lot of people doing small side hustles, and I was like, okay, I could totally do that. And then I came across Spencer Meacham, and he is a millionaire, work from home, affiliate marketer. And I thought, what is that? And how can I get some of that? Because it took him about 10 years, of course, to get it dialed in. But he was showing just all the ways you can make money online. And I thought to myself, I'm watching this. I'm using this app to watch videos when I could be making videos and making money. Like, what am I doing?
Right.
Like, why am I sitting here as a consumer and I can be a creator?
Right.
So
and kids doing it. Doing it. The elderly are doing it.
Oh, my gosh. I followed this wonderful man, Don Halloran. He's 82.
Wow.
And he is making money on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, 17-year-old kids are making money doing this on TikTok. They're all just affiliate marketing, which basically, I always think of affiliate marketing like this. If your friend is wearing a really great lipstick and you ask her, where'd you get that lipstick? And she tells you the color. And she tells you she got it at Sephora. Well, basically, she's doing affiliate marketing, but not getting paid. And so affiliate marketing is where you promote a service or a product from another company, and you basically just get out there on social media and promote it. And they pay you commissions
to do and what if you don't have a following?
That's okay. You don't have to have a following. I didn't have a following when I first started, and over time I built it up, but I started small. So I started with one social media platform, which was TikTok, because I thought it was the most fun, and I started with a blog. Those are the two things that I did first to get started.
Yeah.
And I've been building. And I'm happy to say that I'm almost at 80K followers on TikTok. It makes me so happy and proud.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make content. You have to create the content to promote the products. So that way, the more you put out there, the more people start seeing, and you grow your following that way. And honestly, it's to be your true authentic self.
Yeah, going. Your audio keeps going in and out. I don't know. Are you on a cell?
I am on a cell. Should I be on a landline?
Well, sometimes it's better. I don't know. I can hear you. I can hear you. You keep going in and out.
Okay. I can switch.
What'd you say? Call me from the landline, and I'll talk to the folks while we wait for you.
All right. Wonderful. I'll be right back.
I want to hear everything. Yeah. I want you guys out there who are out of work, people who are working and just need more money or just more money. And it's not hard to do. It really isn't, especially if you have nothing going on. If you are, like I said, if you are let me hang that up so she could call back. If you've got nothing going on, I mean, you literally can do this in an hour or two a day, and it's on your time. It's not a time of day. You could do it anytime you want. And like she said, all you got to do is promote these people's products, and you get a commission for it. And very easy to do. And April's going to tell you where you can if you want to reach out to her, I'm telling you, she'll talk to you. She'll talk to you, and she is more than happy to talk to people and help them out. So I've seen her several times on social media where she's taken all her viewers that are listening in, and she is more than happy to answer any questions. So if you want to call tonight, call us at 646-478-0999. So now, Sorry, April. I was talking about how, you know, most people think it's hard. It's really, it takes a lot of work, but it's not that hard. And, you know, you could probably make money if you spend like an hour or two a day, right? Or am I wrong?
No, you are 100% right. I will tell you, the hardest part about starting this business is setting everything up, because you don't know. And if you don't, especially even though I work with computers every day, it still was a lot of things I didn't know. Like, I didn't know about the back end of a website. Like, I'd never built my own website before. So learning that and troubleshooting it and then trying to set up, you know, my email marketing was another, like, little hurdle. But I will tell you, once it's set up, it really is rinse and repeat, and you just keep adding new affiliates to your business. So I now am up to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made money on 3. I'm growing 2, so we'll see how the other 2 pan out. But it's been fun. It's been great.
So did you know that you could also, if you are the owner of a product, you can have people affiliate for you too?
Yes, I did know that, and I haven't tried that. I just actually, it's funny, a lot of my friends are like, how did you learn that? And I have to tell them, well, I learned it on TikTok. But you can learn a lot. You can learn a lot by going and watching other marketers and other business owners. Like, everybody who is putting out content that they call it edutainment, which is like educational and entertainment.
You can learn
a lot, especially those live. One of my mentors, his lives are the best, and he goes live every night at 7, and I never miss it if I can help myself, because he'll answer any question. He'll stay on until like 10 o'clock at night answering and helping us. And it, his talks have really helped grow my business.
Well, that's
so
you, too.
I try my best.
And that's you. That's what I was telling everyone when we were waiting for you to, that's what I was telling everybody when we were waiting for you to call that. You answer everybody's questions, and you help people, and it's just great what you're doing. Now, if somebody didn't want to do affiliate marketing, what are the other avenues that they can take, like somebody who says, oh, that's a little too much for me? What's an easier one for folks?
Oh, there's a lot of really good easy ones, and I'm actually starting to test some of them out myself. So there's this thing called coloring pages. I'm like coloring books, and there's also for if you're in education, kids tracing papers. So kids learning how to write their numbers and their letters, creating different worksheets. You can actually create them one time, upload them as a digital download, and people will buy those off of Etsy, off of Amazon. And it's one of those things that takes you maybe like an hour or two to create. And then you just basically you put it on your website, or you post it to your Etsy store. And then all you have to do is promote it. And that's it. You do it one time.
You create an image and upload it, and people download it.
Right, exactly. And you can make a little book. So people are even, and here's one I love, and I haven't done it yet because I don't think I'm this creative, but people are writing children's books and putting them on KDP, Amazon. They're making so much money.
Yeah, the children do very well. They actually do.
They really do.
I had a question. Yeah, I had a question for you on, I lost my trip. I'm sorry. Virtual real estate. Tell me about that. I mean, that's pretty active. Right?
I am the most excited about virtual real estate. So one of the things about making money online is they tell you to learn a high income skill. So a high income level skill would be something like learning how to build a website, like a WordPress website. Learning that, you could take an hour-long class, and you can learn how to build a website in an hour. And then you can take other courses that are free. They offer to you for free to help you, you know, get better at it. And you can start learning how to build a website. But once you learn how to build a website, you can then sell that website. So you think about a niche and you want to use either health, wealth, or relationships, you know, and then you build out your website, and then you want to monetize your website. So the best way to monetize a website, create a blog, write blogs, and once you start generating traffic from you marketing out your website, your blogs, once you generate enough traffic to put Google AdSense onto your website, then it's ready to sell. So you can get this built up in a month. And you can post it, and once you can prove that your website actually generates traffic, people are all about buying those websites.
Right.
And people are making thousands of dollars every day buying and selling websites. Like, if you don't want to, like, let's say you don't want to make a website because you're not really feeling that, you buy a website that you like, you generate more traffic for that website, and then resell it. Like a month later.
Oh, what kind of website? Do you have anything off the top of your head, or like that
for
you've
a
seen? Like the website that you can buy.
I haven't seen anything yet that I'm interested in. I'm really looking. I know this is going to sound really bad, but I know just for, you know, being the age that I am, and I know what women are thinking about, and a lot of times wedding websites and baby websites are just amazing. So I was going to start, or even interior design websites, I was going to look at something like that and try to build it up and then sell it. Because if I can get something for like $25 or $50, I can turn that around to like $1,500 in a month.
Right. Cool. Now, your website that you have, what do you do at your website for folks who would visit your site? And that is myworklifefreedom.com, yes?
Yes. My Work Life Freedom is a blog website. And what I love about it is I thought to myself, when I started this journey, I guess I just wanted to have a place where I could talk about it, you know, talk about how I'm feeling, really just so people can kind of see what you go through when you start a business. And just, I wanted to use it almost like a journal for myself and just kind of talk about what's going on. Like there's a blog where I talk about if I can do it or not. Just because when you're working full time and you're starting a business, it's a lot. You're just not sure you can do it. You know, you just don't quite know if it's going to work out. And so my thoughts are, if I put it down on paper, or at least virtually, it would hold me to account. It would help me not give up, and it would be a great chronicle to help people who are on their own journey.
I have to ask you about this one thing I saw you post. Oh, God. It was a picture. You told people that if they took a picture, like a scenic picture, and put it somewhere and people viewed it, make money with that one. Tell us about that one.
Oh, I love that. It's a great side hustle. So there are three websites that I've found so far. One is ClickASnap. But they have a paid prescription. They have a paid subscription. So if you pay, you can actually sell your photos on their site. But the other two, Foap.com, it's FOAP.com, and Shutterstock, you can join that, post your photos that you even have in your phone, and you could put that online and offer it for people to use. And if people click and use your photo and download your photo, you get paid. And they pay you like something like 10 or 15 cents per download. But there are people who download thousands of photos. Like their photos have been downloaded thousands of times. I recommend street art only because that way it's a low competition. And you probably have really cool street art pictures on your phone already. So you can just take cool photos that you already have on your phone and just upload them.
Yeah, because I think the picture that you showed, calming, like almost meditation image of a babbling brook with flowers and everything. I don't remember.
So that is another side hustle.
Oh,
I
nice.
Call it the lazy side hustle. And it's actually, that's the one video, I was just talking about this the other day, that blew up on TikTok. And it's creating your own YouTube channel that is...
Yeah.
A meditation channel. So you get, you go on different websites and get royalty free for commercial use sounds and for commercial use videos. And you basically create a loop that lasts for hours of these sounds in the video, and you kind of put it together. You can use openshot.com to do this. And you create your own YouTube channel filled with meditation sounds, like a white noise video almost. And one of my followers did it, and she has it up. It's running. I played it at night to go to sleep because you have to have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of view time. But once you hit that, you can start making money on YouTube.
Nice. Nice. Is that how
it's
YouTube
really
works
awesome.
In general, though, April? Is that
yeah,
how YouTube
how
works
YouTube.
In general? Once you have
it
to
is.
Get 1,000 before you start making any money?
Yeah, you have to get 1,000 subscribers, and you have to have some watch time. Because what they want to do is before they start giving you ad revenue money, they want to make sure that your site has followers or subscribers
yeah.
for YouTube, basically. But here's how you do that. You create a TikTok channel. And you funnel
yep.
them into your YouTube, or you create quotes on Pinterest, and you funnel them into your YouTube channel for meditation. And then you get
now,
books
I've never...
about that and funnel them towards
yeah.
your YouTube channel.
Right. Now, I've never been on Pinterest. I thought Pinterest was like an art site. It's not. Is it almost like a Facebook, too?
Well, people think... that Pinterest is like for moms who want to learn about cooking and baby stuff.
That's
and,
what I thought it was, yeah.
I know, but I've been on Pinterest for years. I love Pinterest, and it's great. It's great to find new it's a great organic follower site because basically what happens is it's all image-based. So it's about you finding a great image that you think people will like, And you can even create that yourself in like a site like Canva, and you take that quote or that picture, and you add your link to that picture. So let's say you're all about keto is what you're promoting. You're trying to promote keto diet ketones. So you have your affiliate link. You create a recipe a recipe page that has keto, a picture of, a keto image on there, of some avocados
right.
and bacon and cheese or whatever. And then you put a little quote about, check out this recipe. When they click that link, it takes them to your page that has the recipe. And when they click the recipe, it goes straight to your affiliate link for ketones.
Nice. That's how
and
you make your money.
You can just repeat that every day. New recipe, new picture of something yummy for a keto diet, and you always have your ketones affiliate link right there embedded in that recipe.
And what else did I want to say to you? Oh, what do you use for your videos when you make your videos? Is there a specific use to create or edit your videos or something for
yeah.
people out there?
I do a lot within TikTok. I know that's kind of crazy, but the TikTok app is it's almost like a video
I love
like
it.
A video editing tool. I just love it. But there are times where I'm having to do some special splicing and, you know, special things in my video. So I use this free app. It's called InShot. And it's amazing. I do all, if I'm going to do any kind of a video edit, I'm doing it in InShot. And it's awesome. And InShot actually lines up with both TikTok and Instagram type motifs. So that way you can, you know, utilize those different backgrounds and the sizes so that you're in line with what, you know, social media platform you're going to use.
Right, right. Now tell us, can you, do you have any more side hustles or no?
Oh, I have a lot. I have lots of side hustles. So I have to tell you, when I first started this journey into, like, what am I going to do to make money online, I first started with a couple of different secret shopper apps because I thought to myself, well, I'm out and about running around at the store. I could take a couple of photos and write a review. You know, you want to pay me to eat a chicken sandwich? Sure, I'll go eat a chicken sandwich and write a review about it. So I used a couple of different apps that work really well. They actually paid because I've actually used them. Field Agent is my favorite. It has the most opportunities. They have a couple of different things where you go into stores and do a store audit. They have mystery shops. They have a scavenger hunt where you're trying to find items. And they have things called buy and try where you can actually, they pay you to try the products and try the food and everything. So it's a really great app. And it changes from where you're at. So if you're in, like, I'm in Tampa, but, like, today I'm in Orlando. So now it's going to show me everything I can get in Orlando. And it changes, and it always
has. So you're getting, not only are they going to pay you for the review, but you're getting free stuff at the same time. No?
Exactly. And anything you spend, you get reimbursed. So as long as you keep the keep the receipt, you get reimbursed. And it's awesome. It's really, it's a great app. So if I was going to start there, Field Agent. And then there's another one that pays better. It's called Gig Walk, but they don't have as many opportunities as Field Agent. Like Field Agent has it every day, but Gig Walk is another secret shopper. They do a lot with like doing a lot of store audits where you're going into a store and you're doing a full audit of, you know, what the menu looks like at a restaurant, and you order food and how that food tastes. So that's really, I mean, that's a really cool, another really cool app that I would use.
And those free, hon? April,
are
those
free?
Wow.
They are free.
Wow.
And I love Gig Walk. It's fun, but I feel like I get more opportunities on Field Agent.
Yeah.
That's more of my speed. And then there's also Swagbucks, but Swagbucks is more of an online shopper app, and it's harder to get those gigs because you're competing with everybody because it's online.
Right. Yeah, because more people are going to watch it on the computer instead of going out. But listen, if you're already going out to eat, or if you're already going to buy something, go to these sites and see if it's what you're doing, right? Does that sound like what I'm getting from it?
Definitely. And you know what I used to do? I would check every morning to see what was new on the site, because on Field Agent, they have this really cool app or section in their app where if there's four different jobs at one store, they tell you, hey, this just went from a $5 job to a $25 job. Do you want to do all five assignments? And it's like,
nice.
Yeah, I can do that. I can take some, you know, photos of toilet paper. Sure, I can answer like two questions about that. So you really can make good money.
Right. And you're into print on demand too, right? Tell us about that one.
Print on demand. That is a great one. I will tell you that's a harder one. I'm not going to lie. You do have to set up a website and a Shopify store. But what's really cool is you actually create your T-shirts, your mugs. There's even, I didn't even know this, but there is an order on demand jewelry now where you can actually set up a jewelry store. Yes. People are, their sales are insane on jewelry. And you basically set up to where nothing gets made. You're not having to have inventory in your home, but you're creating an entire, you know, line of clothing or jewelry or mugs, and there's a company that will fill it once it gets ordered. So you're really only having to pay for the website.
Right.
And all you have to do is promote your item. So once you design that T-shirt, you can, you know, buy it yourself and have people model that shirt, or you can use a you can use a website like placeit.com, and it'll put your logo on one of their models. And so people can actually buy your clothing on another person without you having to buy it.
Wow.
It is
That's
awesome.
Crazy. So you're just coming up with the ideas for the shirts. That's it. Or the
mugs.
Exactly.
That's all you're doing. You're coming up with the idea and then you're selling it. And who doesn't love a good Etsy store? Like, Etsy is one of the best places for homemade and, you know, handmade items. So you building a store on Etsy would be super easy. And it's only 20 cents per item for postings. So who can't afford 20 cents?
Right. Well, I've never been on Etsy. I'm going to go check Etsy out after the show because I've never been on it.
Oh, you have to check out Etsy. And I'm telling you, digital downloads is my next frontier. Mm. I'm all about digital downloads because you really just do it one time and someone is paying to download this on their own computer and print it up on their own printer. Like, I thought it was a scam at first, but people are selling a lot on these digital downloads.
Right.
Well, like, insane amount.
The computer, that's the way of life. So nobody, especially during the pandemic, nobody's going out. They're all on the computer. Me, I'm always on the phone. That's my computer now. My handheld phone, that's my computer in my hand. So it's crazy. It's crazy.
And think about it. You don't have to do any of the work. Now, this is going to sound probably like, oh, I didn't know that was possible. But think about it. Me and you both work full time. So let's say I personally don't have time to design any of these things in Canva. Well, you can go on Fiverr.com or Freelancer.com or Upwork.com, and you can hire someone to do this. Now, if you're paying someone, let's say you pay them $50 to create this digital download for you, and you sell that for, let's say you sell it for $10 a pop. If someone buys that digital download planner from you for $10 and you could sell, say you sell 1,000, that's $10,000 you just made, and you had to pay someone only $50.
Right.
Created you. And now you're selling it, you're promoting it, you're telling everybody about it, how wonderful it is. You're putting posts on Pinterest about how to get organized, how to, you know, plan for your next wedding, use this download that goes to your phone. And now you've made thousands of dollars. You know, you don't always have to create it. You can pay people to create these things for you on the website, Fiverr, Freelancer.com, and Upwork. Though all of those are great freelance. You know, and artists love that. Artists love to create these things, and it's like it's their job. Like if you're not comfortable creating your own blog, you can hire writers to write blogs for you if you just don't have the time.
Right, and then you reap the benefits.
You do. I mean, and it's, I mean, that's totally legal. People get hired to write all the time. And hire writers is a whole website just for that, just for you to hire people to do, write copy for you.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not good at writing, that's a great way to get yourself started. Now, it'll cost you more money because you're paying it out. But think about if you're paying that out to get started and you all you have to do is do it one time and then promote it, I mean, that's amazing.
Right. And how long have you been doing this? I think, what did you say, 2 years or a year?
Well, I have been helping with marketing over the years locally here in Orlando. I started my business only 6 months ago.
Wow. I knew it was a
like
short time.
Like, I built
time.
My business. I felt like I was doing all this work, but I wasn't building a business around it. And that was just kind of, not dumb, but kind of dumb. And I thought, I better start this business. Like, now is there's no time. Like, the pandemic just taught me you never know what could happen. So stop being scared and start this business.
Right.
And I've been so happy this whole time doing it.
Right. Well, I think I've told you, and I've definitely mentioned it on the show before, you're only a failure if you never try. If you have this thing you want to do and you're afraid to do it and you don't do it, that's when you're a failure. When you fail at it, you're not a failure. You tried.
Right.
My opinion, anyway.
And you learn. There's that saying, fail fast. Because you learn from all your failures, like all your mistakes, you learn from them. I mean, it's so funny. I spent so many years too afraid to try this, and it took a pandemic to really jolt me into doing this, and now I can't stop. I love helping people. I love helping small businesses. I just love helping and getting to build my own business online. It's just been really awesome.
Good, and to come here and tell everybody about it, I can't thank you enough, and I hope everybody's listening is going to take advantage of some of these things. I mean, a lot of them are free and legit. They're all legit.
They definitely are legit. They're free.
Yeah. Give us a few more side hustles.
Yes, I can definitely give you more side hustles. There's just a lot of them. And here's one that I know people are kind of like squishy about and they're not sure. But I would really look at, you know, not running, not going crazy with it, but look into crypto. You know, you got to have 7 different streams of income to become a millionaire. And I have to say, I was just telling, I have a friend who's like a super crypto guy, but I got a crypto wallet on Coinbase. They gave me $10 of free Bitcoin. And I've turned, they also give you rewards where they give you crypto. And I had $31 of rewards that they gave me, and I now have in my crypto wallet over $250.
My son just told me he invests in Dogecoin.
Oh, Dogecoin. Yeah. That coin's a little hypey.
He said he made $700 today. Yeah.
Nice.
He said he made $700. I don't know how it works. I don't know how this cryptocurrency works and this Doge or whatever it is, but I've been reading about it. I just saw something about the Dogecoin, and he goes, oh, I made $700 today on Dogecoin. I said, what the hell is that? He goes, oh, you wouldn't understand. But
Dogecoin, I think it's going to be here to stay, but I'm worried that the crowd is going to, you know, the bottom's going to crash out on it. I'm really worried that might happen. Now, you know, but while it's up, I say get it. Like, why not put a little bit of money into it?
Right. Now, money that you could use to purchase things, it's like, what is it? Do you know what it is, cryptocurrency?
Well, It's basically I don't want to call it electronic money. That sounds really bad. But basically, it's decentralized. So decentralized banking system is what crypto is. And so you can take your coins. They're all called coins, by the way. You can take those coins and you can cash them out. And you can make money. You can turn your cryptocurrency into actual, you know, USD. But you have to have a crypto wallet to do that. So, I mean, it's just, it's such a, it's a crazy way to do things, but it's definitely something that hey, they were going to give me free crypto. So I had to take advantage of that. And it's paying off so far. I mean, I haven't done really anything with it, but here I am $250 later, and I'll take it.
There you go. There you go. It's like everything just falls into your lap.
Now, I will tell you, the best side hustles that I've been seeing lately have been the ones that you would be surprised with. So, you know, website design and doing copywriting. Like, if you're a really good writer, those are really good side hustles. Another one that I'm really in love with and I'm going to really try it out and take advantage of it myself is UI UX testing. And so what that is if there's a website, you are the person that goes in and verifies that the user experience works. So if the drop-down menu I click doesn't drop down, then I tell the designer, hey, this didn't work. Or if you say click on this link and it doesn't work, you're the one that's telling. You're testing out websites and giving them your honest opinion on how their website performs.
Oh, that's
they're
cool.
Paying
that sounds
anywhere
like an
between
easy one.
20, yeah, they're paying anywhere between $20 an hour up to $50 an hour, depending how good you are. So you get a ranking. So once you start, you start on the lower end around the $20 an hour, but the more you do, the more your credibility builds with these companies, and then they start paying you more money per hour.
And what is that one? UIU what?
It's called, well, you can just call it web-based testing. And it's on, you can find, I have a couple of those, I think I have a TikTok video about the top four that you can do it, but I know Cambly is one of them that you can use for that. That's a great side hustle, especially all you need is a computer and the internet. You don't need anything else. I'm trying to think of another
one. That's what everybody
one.
Has. Everybody has.
It is. And you know what's also a really good one is typing. Being a transcriptionist or a transcriber. Awesome. They pay between 25 and some, depending on if you're doing what the assignment is, you can make up to $50 an hour as a transcriptionist. The only thing you have to do is you have to do a typing test, which kind of stinks.
Yeah.
But it's just to kind of gauge you to see where you're at to start. And the more you do, the better you get at it and the more jobs you'll get.
Right. Now, would you say personally or just off how you feel about this, if someone like that to do some typing for someone and they ask you for money to join them,
then you don't do it.
Right. It should be
you
free.
Don't do it
what
should
doing.
Be free. You should be able to sign up for free. And that's why I kind of – there's a couple of these that I'm not a fan of is once you start filling out the application, they ask you for money, then it's not a real – not that it's not a real job, but you shouldn't have to pay to do a side hustle. You should be able to sign up, and then they should send you a test or send you the requirements. And once you do the requirements, you should be able to move forward in the position. So if they're asking you for money, then I would not do it.
That's what I do. So
because there are other companies that do the same exact thing that will offer it to you for free.
Right, right. Wow. Now,
yes.
What do you have to say we're going to do? What are you going to be working on when we hang up?
That's great. So what I had done a survey on my TikTok, and I asked them, what type of digital products would you like for me to focus on? Because a lot of people are asking me about, do I have any templates, or did I have like an ebook or any kind of a course series? So right now I am working on getting up some marketing templates. So that way, if you have a client, a business that is looking for help with their marketing, you can pretty much set up a year's worth of content marketing and social media plan using my templates. So that is the goal right now. I'm trying to get that designed in, figured out, and I'm also working on a couple of different digital planners that you can just download or you can use just from the PDF, and I'm hoping I can get those done this week. That's my goal.
You're a busy girl.
I am, and let's just say I've never been so excited to stay up to midnight working on something I care about, but it's been fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel about you know, I don't mind killing myself for it because I love doing it, you know?
I know exactly what you mean, but we're going to help you get your side hustles going too. I have not
I haven't either. I know, it's just a matter of time. It's no time. I'm exhausted right now. My job is killing me. My God, I'm exhausted. I'm so tired.
No, I know exactly what you mean. And I will tell you, when I first started, I thought, let me take 15 minutes out of my day, no matter what. No matter if it's only 15 minutes, I have to do something for my business. If it's a blog, if it's a TikTok video, if it's, you know, creating a pin and posting that pin, I have to do something because I owe it to myself. You know, I deserve all of the things that come to me. And, you know, I know it sounds like, oh, she just does a bunch of side hustles, but it's more than that. Like, I try the side hustles out so I can tell you guys if it works or not. But my business really is affiliate marketing, and the items that I promote on my website, I truly stand by. I have a training program that I'm promoting right now called Legendary Marketer, and it's actually what streamlined me. It's what focused my business. And before that, I had a good idea, but I didn't know how to put it into action. And they actually really helped me. They taught me how to do digital marketing and email marketing, and they really kind of just showed me how I could build a good business. So I promote Legendary. I stand by them. I love all of their products. It's almost like they have a thing called, I call it Netflix, but for marketing. You could get all of your marketing needs, all of their training, all that training, they have it in like a video listing, kind of like Netflix. Seriously, it's awesome. And then I have on my site, too, I'm promoting Taylor Brands because a lot of small businesses follow me, and they have a free logo maker. They will do your entire business branding in one place. They can help you build your website. They can help you do your logo. They can give you even do marketing strategies. Like, it's an amazing company. Mm-hmm. And if I had found them 6 months ago, I would be so much farther along. So I'm taking my mistake, and I'm promoting it so everybody doesn't make the same mistake as me. And it's business, small business friendly. It's $8 a month.
That's not bad.
That's amazing.
That's
not
bad
at all. If you pay for the year, if you do the yearly subscription, it's $36 a year. So it's $3 a month. That's nothing. I mean,
man,
I pay more than that for my website.
Right. It's crazy that all these opportunities are out there. People just need to find them, and April is there to help you find them and go. website. I said to you earlier, before she, when she was getting switching phones, she will help you. We had a beautiful conversation, and she told me things that I've been missing all this time. And I've been doing it for years. I just haven't reached the level or capacity that I could be at. And she totally pushed me to there, and I'm trying to get there. It's my time is not on my side, but I have to make the time. You could do this full time. Right,
and you really can do
successful
it.
At it. You, I mean, people are doing it.
People are doing it. It's surprising. It's surprising that there's money like this out there, and we just didn't know about it. Like, I had no idea that this was a thing. You know, a year ago. I knew. I've always known about marketing. Like, that's a no-brainer. But I had no idea there were these people that really did this for their full-time job,
right,
which is amazing.
How long do you think affiliate marketing has been in? Websites have been out there for a very long time now. Has it always been available there for people, or is this something new?
No, it's been there forever. Because when you're on Amazon and you're purchasing something, most likely you're buying it from a vendor. You're not buying it from Amazon, actually. You're buying it from an Amazon associate. So you're buying it from someone who has a drop shipping store, which is a great side hustle. But you're buying it from someone who runs an Amazon store. You're not buying from Amazon. You're basically buying from an Amazon small business owner. And those people love affiliate marketers because we send people to their business. It's the best kept secret. And you know it's been around a long time when there's Target has an affiliate program, Nike, Walmart, Sephora, Adidas, Under Armour. Like, if you're using it in your home, Google affiliate program with that. If it's you got on a pair of Air Jordans, Google Nike affiliate program. It'll be there. You love makeup? Google Sephora affiliate program. It's there. You know, fashion. If you're a fashionista, Google your favorite store and affiliate program, Zara affiliate program. You would be surprised what you will find. Because all they're doing is paying someone to make recommendations to all their friends, to their network, that says, hey, I love this lipstick. Maybe you'll love it too. This is where I got it from. Use the link in my bio.
Right. So it's another side hustle this is another one for folks.
I definitely should talk about drop shipping. It's not my favorite because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of inventory management. But people are making tons of money. And what happens is, like I said, Amazon has products, and you can get them, you know, low priced, and you basically resell them in your own store. People are actually going to Marshall's. They're going to Burlington Coat Factory, to Ross, and buying in bulk whatever they see is a lower price that's selling well on Amazon, and then they're reselling it and upping the price to what is normal because they bought it discount. Now they're reselling it to you, and they ship the product to Amazon's warehouse, so they're not having to keep the product in their house. They just ship it to Amazon. That way, whenever you order it, it's already at Amazon's warehouse, and they ship it out. It's a really great side hustle.
Well, I go on Etsy. I've been missing out on Etsy, it sounds like, for years, I guess.
Oh, Etsy's great. You definitely have to do Etsy. And people do that a lot, too, by the way. They're called resellers. They go to all of the discount stores, and then they resell it on something like a Facebook Marketplace. They'll resell an item. So let's say they get it for $5. They'll put it on Amazon or Facebook Marketplace, for $20 and they just spend $15.
Yeah, I actually love Facebook Marketplace. I have to stay away from it. I like buying. I like buying a lot of music stuff from there.
I am with you. And I will tell you, I don't do a lot with real estate, but I've been really interested lately. I've been seeing a lot about Airbnb managers, where they actually talk with rental properties to ask them if they would like someone to manage their property as an Airbnb, and they manage it, and they get a cut of the Airbnb once it's rented out. So they pay the rent like a normal renter, but they use it as an Airbnb property, and people are making thousands of dollars doing this.
Wow. And Airbnb is very, very popular now with the pandemic too.
Even
the country.
If you're, especially where you live, like if you live in a certain area, if you're by the beach, if you're in the mountains, even if you don't live there, you can look in the area, find rental properties that are on the market, especially when they've been on there for more than 30 days, you can swoop that up and ask you have to get permission, of course, but you ask the landlord, could you rent this out as an Airbnb property?
Mm-hmm.
And all they care about is that the rent's being paid. They could care less who's living in it.
Right. Like all these, like you said, these homes down by the beach, or for folks who know me, down by the Jersey Shore, you got these homes there, and you don't get down there, and you can become, like she said, contact the owner and tell him, listen, why don't you do an Airbnb, and you can be the person who's getting the finder's fee for the Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is you can be the Airbnb manager. So you're dealing with them checking in and checking out. You make sure that the place is clean, and you give them a cut of what you're getting. A lot of landlords would be happy not to do anything just to get paid, to do nothing.
Exactly. They just want the money part of it. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But, oh, my goodness. Well, April, thank you so much. I hope everybody got a great ideas from this. I'm surprised no one called in to ask questions. I really wish they would have. Here they send you 50 million questions on TikTok and nothing tonight. That's crazy.
No worries. I will be going live. I definitely will be going live.
What time are you going live?
My plan is to go live on Friday night. I'm hoping not to compete with Calvin because he's so great. But I am going to do my best to go live on Friday night, and I always go live on Sunday, so you'll be seeing me live on Sunday afternoon for sure.
Yeah, I had to cut out on this one this weekend, unfortunately. I was in the...
No worries. And if anybody has any questions or want to reach out to me, they can reach out to my website, My Work Life Freedom. And feel free to ask questions. I got blogs on there. I have a review of one of the products that I'm promoting. So feel free, ask questions. I am here. If anybody needs help, wants to start their business, not sure where to go, I can definitely brainstorm with you. I love doing that. It's super fun.
Yeah. April in May.
Definitely.
Please,
thank you
is wonderful.
For having me.
She will help you. She will help you in any way possible. And thank you. Thank you for coming on. And what a pleasure. And, we'll keep in touch anyway. So, but I can't thank you enough. And I hope people are going to take advantage of these opportunities that you set out there. And I hope everybody benefits. People are doing things. So this is your opportunity, folks. And April is here to help you out. Go to myworklifefreedom.com and reach her.
And you can always go on TikTok and catch me at April WL Freedom. I got plenty of videos
about
side hustles.
That's
and
right.
I have some
That's
aspirational
right.
millionaire videos too. So hopefully I could help you guys make money and make some for myself. That's the goal.
Exactly. Sounds like a plan. Everybody, April Anderson, thank you so much, April. Thank you. I will see you soon, and you have a lovely evening. You take care.
Thanks, Joanne. Have a good one.
April. You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Everybody.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Go to myworklifefreedom.com, and April's doing it. She's only been doing it about 6 months, and she's successful. And these things are all legit, folks. If you are a retiree, you're out of work, or even if you're working, just passive income or want to make a couple extra bucks and see how good this is taking off, who knows? It could be a full-time thing. And, you know, again, April is definitely the person that you would have by your side. With, she is fantastic and such a sweet, and spend time with me, not on the air. We had a phone call a couple of weeks ago, and for her to take time out of her schedule to just chat with me, because I am utilizing it properly because of time, and it's a poor excuse, but it's the God's honest truth. I'm just have no time, so. But, yeah, go check it out, myworklifefreedom.com. Listen back to the show if you need to get those names, the side hustle she made online. And also just go to her site and check her out on TikTok and find her on TikTok, April W. Freedom. And you can see all the videos she's posted, and her lives are great. I've joined, I think, three of them. Partial third one. I was on it, and then I had to get off. I had things going, so I had to take care of some business. So I am trying to find my sponsor list. I can't find it, and I'm sorry, but Well, anyway, I got three people on the show in May. Oh, happy birthday, brother! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! All right. Happy birthday, hon. Okay. On the 7th, we're having a Mother's Day special. Marion Ross from Happy Day. Then we have Jamie Leonhardt is going to be on the 8th, and she's a mom, and she's a musician, and we're going to play new music for her. And then we've got some great guests coming up at the end of the month. Go check out the calendar, and we're going to have a great time. And guys, for being so tired, guys. A lot going on between work, doing the show, and just trying to live like a normal person. It's just, it's just not happening. Anyway, thank you again, April Anderson. I need something to pick me up, to wake me up here. Let's see. What do we got? I'd love to do Ides of March. That's my favorite song. Let's do it. All right, catch us on Friday, May 7th, 8 p.m., Marion Ross from Happy Days. And thank you again, April Anderson, myworklifefreedom.com. Go check it out if you want to make some money online. And you guys could have been doing anything tonight, and you hung out with me, and I thank you so much. That's pretty cool. So take care. Have a good night. And I'm your vehicle, baby. Here we go. Good night. Take care.
Hop inside my car. Got pictures, got candy, I'm a lustful man. Take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. But now I'm sure you know that I love you.
Love
you. I need you.
Need
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. I'm moving, stop. heaven, you know I love you.
God in heaven, you know I love you.